Hey, what's up, y'all? I wanted to come on here real quick just to drop another episode. I was thinking about something, just kind of hit my heart today, and it's raining outside currently, and I always get situations occurring, and then I think of something to talk about. And on this episode, I want to talk about baggage pain. The reason why I want to talk about this particular topic is because for me personally, I know I've been going through the motion about trying to relax during this this period of time, or not even trying to relax, but just trying to figure out who am I in this standalone period. And I just had a lot of things to think about in terms of who I want to be, how I want to approach starting back school, and just all of these like thoughts that came to mind. And then I started to think about baggage pain. I want to kind of talk about that a little bit. Like, we have so many issues and problems that become our pain, or what we'll say trauma in our life, that we don't quite get over. Like, it's certain things in our life that keeps coming up, and we can't shake that situation, and or we can't shake that trauma, or we don't quite know how to deal with it. And my guess is if things like that continue to progress or to continue to come up, it's because that part of our lives haven't actually healed. And so sometimes we carry things over into the next life because we haven't quite figured out how to deal with the pain or situation in our current space. And, you know, I thought about this today because I kept saying to myself, who am I besides, I guess, a wife, a sister, any other label, a teacher, anybody that I have as titles? Like, who am I besides all those things? Like, just a standalone person that not have these baggage issues or problems or this pain, but just from that, who have I become over the past year? And as I sit down to reflect on that, this past year, I have become a person not just of resilience and perseverance, but I have been going so hard on myself that I hadn't taken the time to stop and reflect on the good part of life. Not the baggage, not the pain, not the trauma, not the loss, but who am I after? What have I achieved after all of that? And sitting to reflect on this podcast is critically important because I want to encourage other people to make sure that they put themselves in a happy place and space. This is what this podcast is meant to be. It is meant to speak to and to speak life into people about what things to do when we face problems or adversaries. Like, my last podcast was just about that, but this one is about how to heal from pain, past situations, past people. So that's why it's called baggage pain. Like, we carry that. Like, can you imagine how heavy something can be? And you know, when you keep packing it and packing it and packing it, and, you know, as women, we love to have all these different types of bags, all these different types of things to pack things in. And as you're packing these things away and you're carrying them with you, you forget that at a point you have to tote all that stuff back to where you actually came from. And that's why, to me, this just like having this opportunity to come here and to speak on this is critically important, because I don't want that for anybody. I don't feel that people should keep continuing to carry things that hurt them over a certain period of time. So now it's time to kind of unpack those things and leave them where they are. Now, I do not want anybody to listen to this podcast and be like, all right, on my next trip, I'm just going to take two bags. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying monitor how you decide to unravel that or unpack that and keep those things where they are. You know, the healing process is when we finally look at these things and say, this is not going to hurt me anymore. Like, this used to be an issue. This used to be a problem, but it's not going to be a problem anymore. And I know that that's kind of hard to do because, you know, we have to, as women, try to find things in our life to supplement the things that we're trying to get over, whether it's insecurities, whether it's if someone hurt us in past relationships. And we just don't know how to deal with that. And today I was reminded about how important relationships is when we're looking at baggage pain or we're looking at any of the other situations we're in. I've been in situations where I just don't trust people. That's a situation that I don't think I can just get over overnight. This is going to take time. And for me, not trusting people is because people have not really giving me much to trust. And so that is another pain that I have to unpack and get rid of and start to look at things in a different light such that I'm not carrying things from the past. You know, we all want to get away from that one thing that hurts us the most. And I would encourage anybody to seek someone who can help them just unpack and then start a new situation where you're not looking at pain, but you're looking at happy thoughts or things that have empowered you to become a better person or to do something better for someone else. You never know whose life you could touch or who you could reach just by being a vessel and pouring into other people things that they may not have seen the way that you see it right now. So that's what I wanted to come talk to you guys about today. My podcast is very not popular right now because I'm trying to push it and push it and push it, and people just, you know, some people respond to it, some people don't. But if you guys do come to this one and listen to this, let me know your thoughts. I really want to know how people are, you know, reciprocating or receiving what I have to say. All right. Love you guys. I hope to talk to you guys soon. This was really on my mind and heart, and I hope that you guys gain something from it. Let me know your guys' thoughts in the comments. Love you guys. Peace.